Blog Talk Radio. Oh, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being so patient and waiting for me. My name is Toray, and I am your hostess of the Venus in Velvet radio show. Tonight, we are talking about summer love. Okay, you got me. My big thing is I want to know if any of you out there are looking for love still in this summertime or deep like, but I prefer to say summer love. Why? Because, you know, love comes in all forms, and sometimes we just need a summer love. One time I was sitting with my good friend Beth, who is an astrologer and just a cool lady. So it was summertime, and it was all about trying to connect with energies and such. And I had mentioned we had this angel board out, and I said, I just want a summer love. And I got one. So sometimes it is projecting just what it is that you want, asking for what it is that you want. So when you ask for what you want, you get what you ask for. So careful what you ask for. Okay. So anyway, some things that are happening, and I'm trying to get back on the switchboard and don't know what's all going on there. So please be patient with me. So I am just noticing that we had really an excellent weekend in Casadega. Many people came. It was all very, very connected to, you know, the gala days and all that wonderfulness that comes with the history of Casadega. And we had lots of vendors and artists and not really performers, but food and fun and lots of people connecting, like-minded people. And, of course, the tea leaf reading party at the hotel, as it always is, so a second Saturday of every month. So as soon as I can get the A-OK from Blog Talk, I will take your calls. So anyway, and I don't know why my phone is acting in such a way. I do hope you hear me correctly. All right. And so anyway, talking about other events coming, I'm back at Luna. I had messages from Spirit on Sunday. That was wonderful. I was so glad to see a lot of familiar faces, and as well as getting messages from their loved ones for them and to them. And it was great connection day. Plus, I baked chocolate chip cookies, so everybody there got a message and a cookie. Yay! So, anyway, just letting you know, it's always a good time when we're doing events, because I like to keep the energy high. I don't like it to be always so serious. Just because I'm giving messages from Spirit, it means that I'm all connected in with the energy of the day. So Sunday was chocolate chip cookie day. So there. Okay, it looks like we're making some progress. That's a lesson learned right there. Don't wait till the last minute to connect in with the dashboard or with the studio line, making sure it's all coming through. Okay, so up and coming, we're in the month of August, and happy birthday to all of you who are Leos. We've got a little more Leo time, and then we're in Virgo. But it has been truly a hot Leo time in Florida, and the Leo full moon that's coming, and you know, moon energy is excellent to work with. So study up on your moon information. And I am going to have a series of guests on, a series of guests on the show. So pretty soon, probably end of September to the beginning of October, all about different paths and so on. So I'm lining up my guests now. So the last thing I'll talk about on the calendar before I take calls, obviously, is the Witch's Ball. Oh, no, two things. Anne Mora, her tarot release party on September 12th. So look on my website at venusandvelvet.com. Now the calendar page, and you can find all that you need. Okay, so that being said, October 23rd, Friday, night 8 p.m. to midnight, save the date if you're in Florida, and we're going to do the Witch's Ball in Sanford, Florida. I'm so excited because I'm getting really great vendors, performers, DJ, people are buying tickets already online. The early broom special is a great deal, so I'm hoping that you're looking on with the intent of purchasing tickets by September for the early broom special. Okay, and it just seems like we are poking along, and I apologize, but I really have no control over the internet, if you will. So we're trying to get a better speed rate here going. Okay, summer love. Let's talk about that just for another moment as we're tuning in. Summer love. If you're feeling alone and you've not done one thing to change your routine, how can you expect summer love to come? Okay? Summer love comes even just with the intention of looking at something or someone or thinking. That's how quickly it can happen. And you've got to remember that in astrology, especially, that if the planets are aligned as such or a window is open, that we have the possibility of a summer love or a new love or an old flame or something in that connection. And, you know, don't be afraid to use the word love, because we can love people just as they are. You know, being in love with them and learning to love them, it's all process. It's all connected to the heart chakra. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm hoping and praying here we're going to come through the studio. Okay, so as I mentioned, you can gear up for love. How about we do some things like clean our closets in our bedrooms, pick everything up off the floor. In feng shui, the art of placement, Japanese art of placement, we know that it's very much that if you're facing coming in through the door, there are two forms of traditions of feng shui, but if the far back right, which would be your love corner, if that room is in disarray, your love life is probably in disarray. So do something about it. And looking at your life and looking and seeing if you're making room or space for someone in your life. That's really important. So do that and start thinking pink. Start thinking red, passion colors, whatever color connects you to summer love and to that vibration. Okay, I wish I could take a break, but I can't hit the switchboard, and so that's not a possibility. So let me see what else. Oh, this Wednesday, one more calendar. Soul Esoterica. In private session from 3 to 6. So if you haven't made an appointment, do so now so you get your time in. Okay, I know we are in that. I'm looking at our timing thing here. Yes. Okay, I'm having to do multifunctioning, multitasking with the show tonight. And it's just behaving badly. Our signal is being bad, so I'm going to clear. Swish, 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 clear, clear, clear. Moving that along, speeding up our energy here. You have no idea exactly what I'm doing. If you did, you'd probably be laughing. Okay. So anyway, and remember, if you have a question or if you'd like a session with me, just go to the website and you can even email me a question. I do phone sessions, Skype sessions, and so on. So don't be afraid if you can't get in on the show. Hopefully you will tonight, but don't be afraid to check into that and go back and revisit some of the old shows, because sometimes they hold a lot of the key to where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. So do that. Just go back and look and see if something catches your eye, catches your attention. Okay. Oh, this isn't being the night for that performance, I suppose. But we're trying. And, I'm just going to, let me think what else I can share with you. Oh, I have a new artist page. So if you're on Facebook, you can look at Teray LaRocque Artist. Not my personal page, but the artist page. And you'll be seeing some videos very soon show up on that page. So kind of my summer love is clearing out a lot of the old and organizing things for my paths, the ball and my music and my, of course, my counseling and my own personal life. So you just, like I said, you just never know. When you ask for something, you just might get it. Okay. Boy, they are just playing with me hard tonight. I don't understand, but we're really trying, folks. I promise you that. Okay, in summer love, I'm going to give you some oils. Oh, here we are. Hello. Thank you. I'm going to give you some oils and some tips about the manifesting of the love energy. So if you're on the rose path of love, you want to get some rose oil, rose incense, even vanilla. Patchouli, of course, is going to bring in something heavier, more sexually related. So I'm going to take our call in the 336. Okay. Finally, we're having some action. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Dee. How are you?
I am well, Dee. It was a little frustrating. Couldn't get everybody on board here with the dashboard, but we're good now in the studio. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I didn't know what the show is. Well, I kind of knew it's about summer love, but I didn't know was you doing any kind of like a insight or anything about with anybody. So I didn't know if I can ask you.
You have
about
a question
love.
About somebody? You can. That's
well,
true.
I don't
absolutely.
Have nobody. That's the question.
Okay. Well, there
I want a real, true love, a lifetime love for
wonderful.
Me.
Wonderful.
And I've been praying for someone, and I've been having some dreams. They've been months apart, but you know, I had a dream that I met the right person, and it was a marriage. So I thought it was very beautiful.
I have to tell you, Dee, I'm getting spiritual chills as you're saying this, and I actually pulled out my Osho Zen Tarot, and. You know, when you get the dreams, sometimes they are premonitions, and your prayers are very strong, my guide said. So they're here. They're listening. And I got immediately with you a lot of healing energy about this. I've gotten that it's probably about, I want to say less than a month away. You're going to pick up, it's got to be less than a month away. So it's not quite a month, but it's coming. And it's going to break the chains of all the old patterns and cycles you've been through with other loves.
Yeah.
So this is going to be something clearly more defined or different. And I know that when you pray, it's a transformation. So an end to the old life and a beginning to the new. That is what they call the death card in the tarot. In the Ocean's End, they call it transformation. So I know that because when we transform, we are leaving behind the past. So your prayers are very good. Just remember this. We don't even need to include the don'ts in when we do this. Always just work on the do's and the, you know, asking for these qualities. Because I feel really strongly about that. And vanilla and lavender together make a beautiful blend of fragrance. And mm-hmm. when things start to move quickly, just letting my audience know, if you are trying to speed up the energy and saying, I've been out of the loop for a while, maybe I need to zoom myself up a little bit, I always say, put a little cinnamon in the mix. And cinnamon and lavender, or cinnamon and rose, or cinnamon and vanilla, because it's going to help with your energy and bringing you up to a level where you're excited and you're ready. But I know, I can tell already your heart is just like kind of, you know, open and waiting now.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Very, very up. And how beautiful is that? I'm so glad that you waited for all the switchboard stuff to clear. I was doing all these clearing symbols over my connection and everything. I'm like, please, hurry, clear. But I have some other callers, but thank you again
thank
for calling,
you.
Dee. And keep
thank
us posted. Thank
I will.
You.
Thank
blessing.
You. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. This is, all right. Here we are playing games on that again. Okay. Going to go to, I'm trying to clear off of that, the 917. Caller in the 917. Oh, stop, stop, stop. We don't. No. Okay. Okay. I know I'm talking to myself, and it's not about talking to myself. It's about talking to the switchboard. Behave, behave. There we go.
How are you doing?
And a call. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ashiel. I've spoken to you before. Actually, I don't know if you recall.
Okay. So what's on your mind here?
Summer love. Where is my summer love? You know, I just had a birthday a week ago. So.
Birthday blessings to you. Happy belated birthday blessings. What exactly is your birth date?
August 2nd.
August 2nd. Oh, here comes my little friend. She's coming to the show to listen to your call. Okay, August 2nd. That's Miss Spooky, by the way, my newest family member. And she tunes in with us every week. So August 2nd, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You know, anyone who's born on a 2-day, get ready, because you're going to have a partner, and you're going to have a partner for life, okay?
Good.
And I know that this is your year of closure of old ways, of like releasing the old, shedding your skin, basically, is what you're going to be doing. Okay? Because, you know, it's all about opening up to a higher cause and a higher energy. So also, I feel like you need to start getting out and doing some different things this year. Looking out, just even if you're not super participating, getting a feel for what looks like an interesting thing to do or be a part of, so you can rev up for that new love coming. And I promise you, it's just not that far away. And Spirit's taking care of your needs just by giving you the last piece of the puzzle soon enough, because I have the world with you and the completion. So I see the last piece of the puzzle coming into place. So what you're going to do in this time period, and it really is about you kind of just making room, making space, and keeping yourself in a good mental space for all of this. And birthday time is always such a fun time, because you want somebody, you're like, oh, for my birthday, I hope I get somebody new in my life and meet somebody.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm seeing with you, is that you're putting out those wishes. So let's clear any debris from the past, because I do see someone coming to you who is very giving, okay? So it's within this year. So hang on. Just get through this. You know, I always say your calendar year starts on your birthday. Okay? So that's what a year is. But I do see a very flowering, giving kind of person coming into your vibration, who seems like they have more balance than anyone you've known. Yeah.
So is it somebody new, obviously?
Yes. You're not repeating any old habits here.
Okay. So
I
hang on.
Yes, and you know what you're going to have to do? I'm going to be honest with you, because sometimes we hold on to people from our past too much, sometimes we might just need to clear those numbers and things out of our phone and out of our, you know, connections to not be so readily available. Because you're clearing the dust. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, dear. Blessings. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Good night.
Thank you. Okay. We are rocking and rolling now. So I'm just going down the line. So since I made them all my announcements anyway. So caller the 914. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Melissa from New York.
From New York. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. I know you had difficulty, but that happens to everybody.
Oh, I was determined to get everything on so I could take care of everybody and their needs tonight. So what's on your mind, dear? Tell me.
Well, what's on my mind is that I've been dating a guy that's a Leo like me. Mm-hmm. And his name is James, and he tells me all the time he's busy. So it's kind of like he doesn't really have time for me. So he texts us. And I have another guy friend that's named Nick. And Nick, I met in a chat room. And Nick always been there for me. Like, we get to chat and stuff. And I want to know, which one of these guys do you think that will be more invested in wanting to have some solid relationship with me?
I tell you what, I bet you if the audience is hearing you right now, they're saying, hey, you don't even have to be a psychic to hear this one and to feel this one. I'm going to tell you, honey, I believe Nick is your truer connection. And I'll tell you why. Because if you're trying to make time for somebody and to have somebody new in your life, you make time. It's not all text. And I'm going to tell everyone that is a very immature way of connecting with people. You have to pick up that phone. You have to say, hey, let's have lunch. Let's meet. Let's go on a date. Don't put so much effort into something that is just taking so long. If you want to get to know them, that's fine. But all this texting business has got to stop.
It's annoying. Yeah. You know what? I think it's just a way for men to avoid.
It's avoidance, absolutely, and I will tell you why. And I am not going to deny this happened in my own life. I was with a gentleman a couple years ago, and he actually was on my show, and you know, he saw what I do and the healing and everything. Well, it wasn't working for him, and so he texted me goodbye, like no arguments, no nothing. Didn't even face me, and had. Moved out, had just moved in, only been in a short time, and moved out and texted me goodbye. And I thought, what a coward. You either have something so emotionally pulled apart from yourself that you cannot even face the person that you're with and break up with them honestly, or say, I'm having issues. So never, and I will say this again, never accept text as the only way to communicate, because they're hiding something when they do that. They are. So I would say give your Nick a better focus, and I see a lot more connection and friendliness and a lot less headaches. And
with Nick?
Knows, yes.
Because Nick's the one that...
Who's, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No, I said Nick, yes. The one that's from the chat room.
Sorry. Oh, in the chat room, but not texting.
Yeah, that's chatting. Yeah. Nick texts too, but he likes to call me once in the blue.
Exactly. So I'm going to tell you that your second guy, if you had to choose between the two, and I'm just going to put it like that it would have to be our gentleman Nick, because he is more of a gentleman.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think he's more a gentleman, but I just feel like I don't know when he's going to pop up and I'm going to physically see him. That's the only thing. Like, when am I going to?
Okay.
I don't want to put too much pressure on him.
No, I understand that, but and this is getting to know. And I would say in chat, you do have opportunity to get to know somebody. And then even if they are calling, that shows a sign of sincerity, that they're trying to make the effort to make the first, you know, impression of the voice and, you know, connection that way. And, you know, maybe, and I do feel he's a little shy. I do feel he is a little hold back, you know. So it's just, and it seems like it was something from his healing from his past that he's worked on clearing up, and that, you know, time will tell soon enough. I keep getting the number seven around this, and it feels like that maybe within a 7 week time frame, 7 months, 7 weeks. I'm just getting seven pretty strong with you on this, so. Hang in there and don't give any ultimatum, but just, you know, or, you know, feel like you're pressuring him, but say, hey, you know, wouldn't it be so great to meet each other, and just leave it open-ended.
Leave it like that. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling, and I hope I hear back from you soon.
You will.
Have a great night, Melissa. Bye-bye.
You
too. Okay. Well, now. Okay, we got our caller in the 856, and I know another number that's here, but I'm going to take this call. 856, how are you tonight?
Fine, how are you?
I am wonderful now that I'm able to speak to people. Hooray, and who am I speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
I guess what your top topic is, like, summer love. When's that coming in for me?
Okay. You know what? And I see that you make a lot of, you try to make yourself open for the opportunity, and you even kind of don't put enough boundaries down for yourself. You know, it's like sometimes it's too much, you know, you're just wanting to project so much that you're not, you're making it more complicated than it needs to be. Okay. So I think what I'm getting really at with you is just a glance is good. And I feel like you're in some kind of either bookstore or some big open store, and you see somebody and you just kind of glance at them. Almost like a smirk, but like a true smile under that, well, you know, kind of a half-hidden smile. But I do feel that it could even be a grocery store, to be honest, the way I'm kind of picking this up. So get out there and mix and mingle in some of the store energy and just give the look. That's all you need is to give the look. Let them come to you, okay? You kind of put it out there already. You're open. So maybe even put a little and lavender in a mixture and just kind of keep it on your person. I like to say use the quartz crystal, rose quartz, and you have a beautiful name that's perfect for you, a pink crystal called rose quartz. But I see, you know, just keep getting out there and trying, just putting, and just let it go. And the day that you just let it go and just be like, I'm on out doing my errands. I'm going to go to this new place, or I'm just going to go here and be very up. But just keep in mind, look your best when you're doing this, dear, because that's first impression. That's where it's at. That's where I'm seeing for you.
Cool. So let them come to me. Gotcha.
Let them come to you. Don't you go running up to them. Let them come to you. That's how it needs to be. You're sending out the vibe on enough already.
You're right.
Thank you. Well, I thank you. We're going to wrap up our show tonight. And thank you all for tuning in and calling in. And thank you for your patience. And next week, we will see you again here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday nights at 11. Yes, we changed the time, but Monday nights at 11. Thank you again so much. Blessings to you all.